Today's daf is Ksubas daf Chav Zayin. We are on Chav Vav Mabez, after the Mishnah, that continues our discussion of Ne'emanus. That's what this second parak is about different Ne'emanus issues regarding women who are captured, women who are married, women who are not married, right? All Edim who signed Shtaris. That is this parak. This parak is all about Ne'emanus and the status of women in different contexts, especially Lagabi Kahuna and regarding Yuchsin, and other issues. So the Mishnah said yesterday on Chavav Mabez that a woman who was Nechbisha. Nechbisha is a different word used than Nishbase. Earlier in the Mishnah, in the Perek, we had Nishbase. So Nechbisha is a different type of case. More of, though she was taken as security for some type of debt owed. Is the debt owed monetary? Or is the debt, not really a debt, but just Nefashos? That was the Machlok, that was the Chilik in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that if the she was taken al yedei mamon for a financial purpose, she is mutaris labayla, because we assume that they want their money and therefore they won't do anything to her because they want to make sure to get their money. Masha'ekin, if it's al yedei nefashos, which Rashi on the Mishnah, let's keep this in mind for today's Gemara. Rashi on the Mishnah says, what does nefashos mean? It means that haisa nidonis lamus, she is chayeves misa. So she's chayev misa anyway. So they don't have any limitations on their actions, and therefore she will be asura labayla. We did mention that there is a machlokas rishonim. What does that mean, asura labayla? Does that mean only if her husband is a kohen, or even if her husband is a yisrael? Rashi and Tosfos say, well, it says baila here. Baila doesn't mean kohen, and therefore Rashi and Tosfos both say that the we're worried that if they start doing something, then she will do it baratzon. She will be nisratzes, and therefore she'll be asura even to her husband, the Yisrael. And the Ramban cannot fathom that. The Ramban says that's not called ratzon, that's called ones. If she's doing something to save her own life, that is not what koritzui machmas pachad mutter li Yisrael, says the Ramban. And therefore, I don't think that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Right, you got to know what the Rabban also knows, the Gemara in Megillah, Kasher Avadati Avadati, that once the Esther did it to save Klal Yisrael. So that might be different, because it's not that she started herself. She went to Achashverosh herself. But either way, the Ramban argues and says the Mishnah is talking about only a Kohen. Even though so that's through a Labayla, we're worried about Ones. Right? And that's a Machlokas in Svara, but it's also a Machlokas in terms of reading some of the lines of the Gemara that we're going to do today. Some fit in better, according to one Shita, more than the other Shita. Okay, so let's go back again to the first line of the Gemara. Let's read that again. So Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Lo Shanu, when do we say in the Reisha that if it's a financial issue that she is mutaris labayla lo shanu ela shiyadi yisrael takif alo v'dekachavim? That's if the Jews are in charge of the society and in terms of legal issues, and they'll be able to take care of the umos ha'olam, the ovdei kachavim, if they do something inappropriate. So that's where we have this chazaka that we assume they didn't do anything to her. Aval yad ovdei kachavim takifa al atzman. But if the Jews are not, the ovdei kachavim are in charge, so then afilo adei mamon asur labayla. Then there's no saying that they control themselves, and therefore you can't have any ne'emanus that nothing happened to her. So therefore, asur labayla in that case, even if it's only an issue of mamonos. So Masav Ravas, is this really true? We're going to spend the next couple of lines trying to prove or argue with Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav. So Masav Rava, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in Edios. As most Mishnahs in Edios start off with the word Heyed. Heyed, Rabbi Yossi Yaakov, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. Albas Yisrael Shechur Hano ba'ashkelon. Abas Yisrael, that was Hurhan. Hurhan is a mashkon, a security. Right, she was taken as a security in Ashkelon, and Vericha Kuha b'nei Mishpachta, and her family, who were Kohanim, well, that's what some of the Mefarshim say, her family distanced her, because they assumed that something happened. That's not what the Ramban would say. But they distanced her. Ve'edeha me'edin osa shalon Yisrael shalon itma, but the Edim say that nothing happened. She didn't even have Yichud. Lo Yisrael lo nitma. The Amrulam Chachamim, and the Chachamim say this is the whole story. And the Chachamim told the family, what are you doing? Why are you being marchik? Im atem ma'aminim shachur hana, if you believe these edim, that she was taken as a security, ha'aminu shalonis, shofar shaloninma. Right, you don't know anything. So if you trust the edim that this is what happened, that she was taken, so trust them that nothing happened afterwards. Vim iatem ma'aminim shalonis, shofar shaloninma. And if you don't trust them about the stira and tuma, al ta'aminu shachur hana. So don't believe that she was taken in the first place. That's the story. And again, it happened in Ashkelon. Why wouldn't the family members want to believe these Edom? Sounds like they were nervous about the Edom. So says the Shita Bukubetzes, says the Rashba, it's quoted in the Shita, that it must be these were not regular Edom. They must be Psulim. They must be Psulim that they are relying on. That's the seems to be the Pashtus. Pirish, lo Edom ksheirmayu. Dim came, loim mahayu rotsa, b'nei mishpacha l'archika. Why would they not want to believe them? Edim say nothing happened. The al karcha chayalem lahamin ha'edim ella be'eved v'shivcha me'edin osahaya. Right, the case of Ashkelon must be a case where they were psulim that they were trusting. Lefichach hayu b'nei mishpacha choshishin lahem. So the b'nei mishpacha were choshish v'armelam chacham. The chamim say, what are you doing? To mishemigu miya chayalem lahamina. Right, you should, based on a Pesha Asar, they're the ones that told you that this situation occurred, so therefore, there's no reason that you shouldn't believe them in this regard. Let's continue, and then we'll get back to the rest of that Rashba. Okay, so what's the diak now of the Gemara? Veho Ashkelon, one of the five Plishti cities. Veho Ashkelon, diad ovdek ochavim takifal atzman. Right, that's a case of Ovdei Kochavim in charge, right? Rashi on the bottom. Va'ashkechon, the Eretz Plishtim he, number one. Va'od Kfar Galu Yisrael. Number one, it was always the Eretz Plishtim, and number two, Kfar Galu Yisrael. Right, so therefore, says the Gemara, Ashkelon is a case of Yad Goy Takifa, and what do you see from here? Viktani, and the story is, Hurhana, right, that's the case, which is a different type of situation. Hurhana, in a case where she was taken as security, that's where you require Edim that nothing occurred. Nechvashalo, but if she was Nechvash, like in the case of our Mishnah, then you would not need Edim, right, to testify in her kashrus. Why is Hurhana more chamur? Because Hurhana, the captors think they have rights. Think they're doing, well, they're not doing anything illegal. They took it as security, and if you don't pay up, or if she doesn't pay up by the time, then we can do whatever we want with this woman. Right? So therefore, you need Edim by a case of Harana. Rashi on top. Demidas. They took her with knowledge. They're not, everybody knows about this. V'kivin shigiyaz mavalo niftes harihi shel ovdei kochavim. Bidinehem. Right? Belongs to them. That's why you would need Edim, that she was not, nothing happened. Right? The Rashba also, that I was reading before. Her on a shiny. Sheinem menuvelis lefan of kolkach. The ode shedinan kachoya. Kiva da'avers man halva asan. Haisa shalahem legamre. The hilga choshishin laws. So there's more of a chshash in that case where she was Hurhana and not Nechbasha? Question mark. So you see from there that even in a case of Yad Akum Takifa, and this is a case of Mamanis, we would believe her, right? She wouldn't need Ne'emanis, right? So it's a kasha on Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, who says in a case of Yad Akum Takifa, always Asura Labaila, no matter what. And here we say, no, only Hurhana, you would need Edim. But if it was Nechbasha, different type of case, not just because of security, but Nechbasha, she was actually taken in a more serious, illegal way. Again, different than Shvuya. There's three different types of cases. So then, no, you wouldn't say that. Kasha on Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Answers the Gemara, no, who had the Nefila Nechbasha? No, the same thing. There's no difference between Hurhana and Nechbasha. In both cases, if Yad Akum Takifa said, you would assume that they did something, and therefore you wouldn't be able to trust. That's just what the story was, but don't make any diukim that it was only Hurhana. Case number one. Version number two. We're going to have three versions of this discussion. One is a kasha and an answer. One is a raya and a disproof of the raya. And one is a stira, and we answer the stira. Right? So three of the same Gemara, but just formulated three different ways. Iga de Amre, second version. Amar Rava, afanan amitanina. Rava says, I'll prove. Not that I'll ask you a question, but I'll prove that you are correct. Or Shmuel Bar Yitzchak from the Mishnah Nidios. Hey, Id Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Rav Zachai ben Akatzav. Al bas Yisrael shehorena ba'ashkelon v'richakua b'nei mishpachta ve'edeha me'idin ala shalom nisra v'shalom nitma. And the Edom say there was no yichud. Amru, by the way, halachas of yichud, it's just alluded to here, there is no difference between Jew and non-Jew. They're all laws of yichud, whether it's the yichud daraisa, that are learned that from Sukkim, yichud rabbanan, that were added on, the end of Maseches Kedushin, there's no difference between a Jew and a non-Jew regarding the laws of yichud. So here too, so they say there was no nistra, there's no stira. V'yamru chachamim, and the chachamim say in that story, im atem ma'aminim, shechorhana, if you believe that she was actually taken, ha'aminu shlo nistra v'shlo nitma, so believe all the way. There was no stira and there was no tumah. The im ein atem ma'aminim shalon nistra v'lo shalon nitma. And if you don't believe them, or if you do believe them, then nothing happened. Al taminu luk shahurna. And if you don't believe them about the second half, don't believe them at the first half. Same case. But now we're going to have it as a raya. V'ha Ashkelon da al yidei mamon havi. Ashkelon is a case of mamonis. Shahurna means security. Mashkon, v'tayma de edem eidin osa, and the reason that she is muteres is because the edem say that nothing happened. Ha ein edem eidin osa lo, but if the edem wouldn't say anything, she wouldn't be she wouldn't have a kosher status. She would not be kosher. So my love, loshna horhana v'loshna nechbisha. Isn't Hurana just Baisa Shahaya, but there's no difference between Hurana and Nechmasha? Meaning, even though this is a case of Dine Mominus, we wouldn't, if there wouldn't be Edim, we wouldn't believe her that nothing happened. So now it's like a Raya, because Yad Akum Takifa. So isn't that a Raya? Answer Lo, Hurana Shiny. Get no Raya. You could say Hurana is Bedafka. Again, there are different reasons why these women might have been taken by the Umos HaOlam. Is it purely financial? Is it because they want to? Meaning, Hurana means it was arranged previously, originally. Nechbisha al yidei mamon means they just took her now. It wasn't arranged previously. That's why it's a little more illegal. That's what makes it different. And in the case of Shvuya, is just. They just captured her for no reason whatsoever, just to cause sorrows to the Jews. So that's case number two, version number two. Try to bring a raya and rejected. Ika durami la mirma, and then we have a third version. Some have it as a contradiction. Asked as a contradiction, meaning Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was not explaining our Mishnah, but he was answering the stira between the Mishnah in Ksubas and the Mishnah in Idios. Said the Gemara as follows, Tanan. First we have our Mishnah, Alidei Mamon Muteris Labayla. If they captured her for a monetary reason, then she is Muteris to her husband. Because, as the Mishnah said, we assume they want their money back, and they don't want to endanger that, and therefore they won't do something inappropriate with her. But for Aminu, but there's a stira based on the other Mishnah, hey, Rabbi Yossi v'chulu. So, v'chal ashkelo d'aydei mamon, that's a case of mamon because it says haranu, right? It's a case of mamon, v'ktani, and it says there, taima d'aydei me'idinosa. She's only believed because there are edim that testify about her kashrus. Ha ein edim me'idinosa lo. But without the edim, she would not be believed. Stira, our Mishnah says, for mamon monetary purposes, mutaris labayla, umishani, and that's what he gave the answer to. Amr of Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak, lo kasha, kanch yad yisol takifa al ovde kochavim. That's the case of Idios, where Yad Akum is Takifa, and therefore you have to assume something was done unless you know otherwise from the Edim. Kanch, Yad Ovdei Kochavim Takifa Latzman. And here is note, the Yad Ovdei Kochavim is, the case of Yad Yisrael, that's our Mishnah, and Yad Ovdei Kochavim is the Mishnah in Idios. Takifa Latzman. And therefore, there is worry unless you have Edim that are testifying to her kashrus. Okay, so it's all three different versions, same idea, that it depends if a Jew or a non-Jew is in charge. We find other areas of halacha also, in terms of a Jewish bezdin, non-Jewish bezdin, the Gemara Maseches Gittin, that talks about the forcing of giving a get, the forcing of a Jewish man to give a get to his wife. The Gemara there also is machalik, sometimes between different batei dinim, meaning what's called, you know, you're not allowed to have a get me'usa, a get that is forced to be given. So, if a Jewish peasant forces versus a non-Jewish peasant forces, there might be differences in halacha, the Gemara says. That's the famous Rambam at the end of the second parak in Gerushin, that really, when a man is forced, he really wants to do the right thing, and it's just his Yetzirah that is forcing him not to. But ultimately, when Bezdin uncovers the true Ratzon of the Jew, the Pintel Yid, so then he's going to do the right thing. So it's not called force. So there might be distinctions between Yad Obdik Ochavim Takifa and Yad Yehudi Takifa, right? Similar type of distinction that we have here. Okay, al yedei nefashos asur v'chulu. The Mishnah said, though, but if it's a nefashos issue, asur labayla, she is asur to her husband. So what is the case? Amarav, kagon nashi ganvi. That's our girsa. Kagon nashi ganvi, or kagon hani nashi ganvi. Like these wives of ganavim. Hani nashi ganvi, wives of ganavim. Rashi says, Sheba'alehem nitlin, their husbands are being killed because they were ganavim. V'derech ha'malchus lahafkir besam inesheyem, and the governmental officials, after they kill somebody, they make their wives and property hefker. So that's what we're talking about here, that these captors were killing, the husbands were being killed because of ganeva, and we're talking about the wives that are being taken. V'levi amar kegon ishto shel ben donai. Levi says, no, we're not talking about a wife of a ganav. We're talking about a wife of a rotzeach. Ben Donai was a rotzeach. Rashi quotes, Elazar was his real name. We know from a mission in Gemara in Maseches Sota, but the wives of ganavim, no, they're not mafkir themselves. That's got to be a wife of a rotzeach, not a wife of a ganav. The question is asked by the Shita B'Kuvetzes already. Why did Rashi not give this pshat in the Mishnah? Sometimes Rashi gives you a Havamina in Pshat on a Mishnah, knowing that the Gemara is going to reject it. But at least he'll quote you the Havamina, because that's what Rashi, as we know, the master teacher, he knows you don't have to have all the information right away. Sometimes Rashi will say, Mefarish time of a Gemara. That's where Rashi says, don't worry about it. There's no need to know that right now. And sometimes Rashi will give a Pshat based on the Maskana of the Gemara, but sometimes he'll give a Pshat based on the Havamina of the Gemara. The question here is, Rashi's giving a Pshat different than the Gemara. It's even worse. Rashi says, what's the pshat of Al Yidei Nefashos? That's based on, because she's Chayeves Misa. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, it's a case where she's the wife of somebody who is either Chayev Misa because of Ritzich or Chayev Misa because of Geneva. So the Shita says, maybe the secret is that Rashi has one word that is missing from his Gersa that we have. Right? What does our Gersa say? Amarav, Kigon, Nashi Ganvi. Rashi does not have the word kagon. Kagon means, for example, meaning our Gemara is, we're explaining the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, right, chayav yedei nefashos. For example, our Gemara says kagon as follows. Rashi maybe is assuming that these shitas of Rav and Levi and the Gemara are adding to the Mishnah. They're not explaining the Mishnah. Right, not only in the Mishnah, which is the case of she is chayeves misa, but in a case of, right, just says hani nashi daganvi, right, not dafka a kagot. That one word that's missing in Rashi, maybe that's what tips us off, that Rashi has a different understanding of the Gemara. It's not examples of in the Mishnah, but just adding on. Says the Shita, v'tzarech pirish l'pirusho. To the Gemara, I'm reading kagon hani nashi ganvi. V'nira desvirle l'ravzal, delukuli alma pshita demasnisan. Hainu shihi gufa nidonis lamos. That's obvious that's what the Mishnah is referring to. El derav mosif Allah, de nashi daganvi nami mikra yedei nefashos. Even though it's not them, it's their husbands. V'lahachi pirish Rashi, zal etchuyi pirish ha-ga'on. And that's why the Rashi does not say, it relates it to the machlokas we mentioned yesterday about the Ramban, about who the Mishnah is about. But that's the diuk that is suggested why Rashi gives a different pshat l'chora than is what is listed in the Gemara. Right, the uniqueness of Ritzicha, as Levi says, is not only found in terms of what society thinks. Right, that we say, wives of Rotzchim, they're the ones that people are mafkir. But it's even in Halacha. Even in Halacha, the Rambam writes, the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Perek Dalid, writes, there is no sin comparable to the Aveira of Ritzicha. Yes, there are the big three, that apply, and we had that earlier, if you remember, in the second Perek, that we had a possibility that Geneva was one of the big three. It was the big four, right? Remember the Gemara and Daf Yates, and the Gemara said, what are you talking about? Only the big three, Pikuach Nefesh. But the Rambam says, even within those big three, there's the big one. The Rambam says in Ilchos Rotzeach, in the context of the Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin of Kippah. Kippa is kind of like a jail. It's not really a jail. It's like you put him in a separate a room, somebody who's an avarian, and you feed them barley and water. It's like the male sota kind of a process. And then eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes things into his own hands in terms of their stomach blowing up. But the Rambam says, V'ein osin davar zeh. You don't do this extra legal action. Like, let's say somebody, you have chashos that they did an avera, but you can't put it to death for some reason. There's circumstantial evidence. You only have one aid. The hasra wasn't appropriate, but everybody knows that he did it. By some other avera, by avodah zara, by gili arayis, so nothing. You don't have the evidence. Nothing to do. But by Ritzicha, the Rambam says that Mishnah Sanhedrin is bedafka by Ritzicha. Not just an example. The Rambam says, Ein osin davar zeh l'shar mechuy v'misas bezdin. Ela imkei nischayev misa, ma misa noso, v'meino chayev misa, potru noso. By every other avera, right, there's a concept of v'hitzilu ha'eda. So the person, if the person is innocent, so you send them home. But when it comes to Ritzicha, if you bezdin kind of knows, but they just can't put their finger on it, they can't exactly have everything clear cut, so then they have this other option. Why? Sha'af al-pi she'yesh avonos, and this is in the Mishnah Torah, so Rambam obviously feels this is important, la'halacha. Sha'af al-pi she'yesh avonos, chamurin mishvichas damim, even though there are more sins that are more stringent, per se, right, a rotzeach doesn't get skila. Right, even though there are avonos that are more chamor, ein bohem hashchasas yeshuvo shel olam kishvichas damim. Nothing destroys society and undermines the fabric of where we live as murder. Va'afilu avodah zara, v'yein tzarech lomar arayos o chilul Shabbos eino kishvichas damim. Right, even arayos, which undermines relationships, that's not like shvichas damim. She'elu ha'avonos hein me'aveiro shemein adam la'kadosh baruch hu. Avol shvichas damim. Right, when it comes, interesting, arayos is ben adam lamakom. Interesting, that could be different types of arayos. We've spoken about that in the past, whether arayos is a chok or a mishpat. Also relates. Is it something logical that I would have, maybe different arayos are different. But the Rambam here calls it, ben adam lamakom, avol shvichas damim, me'aveiro shebein ol ben chaveiro. V'kol mi sheish biyado avon zeh, hari hu rasha gamur. Ve'en kol ha-mitzvah sha'asa kol yamav, shkulin kineged avon zeh, v'lo yatzilu otso min adin, shemer adam ashuk bedam nefesh. That's a crucial Rambam in Dalid Tess in Hilchos Rotzeach, that murder is unique. Like here, the Levi says, Ben Dunai, right, the wives of Rotzchim, those are the ones that their mafkia, their wives, and their possessions. Interestingly, this is even used by the Maritz Chayas, this Rambam, to explain something that relates to this week's parasha. And that is, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, on Dav Zayin, Aaron HaKohen, his actions by the Chet HaEgel. His actions by the Chet HaEgel. How was Aaron involved? He took the gold, he threw it into the fire. Why didn't Aaron just scream at them? Why didn't Aaron just say, stop it, stop it? Why? Because he was nervous about his life. He was nervous, why? Because he just saw what happened to his nephew. He just saw what happened to Hur, son of Miriam, and he was killed by the angry mob, by the Chet HaEgel. Right? And what is the Gemara says there? Vayar Aaron vayivin mizbeach lefanav, ma ra'a, so we switch around the nekudos, and we say, ra'achur shezavuach lefanav. Not that he saw, and he built a mizbeach, but he saw a chur, not mizbeach, but zavuach, shechted, killed. So Amar, he says, Aaron says to himself, ilo shamana lehu, if I don't listen to them, if I don't like do something, hashta avdu li kita avdu bechur. They'll do the same thing to me as they did to Chur, Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, umekayim bi, and they'll fulfill in me, a pasuk in Eicha. He's obviously not quoting Yirmiyahu Anavi, but he's quoting the message. Im yeharig b'mikdash Hashem koim anavi, v'lo havi lutakanta. And that would be it for Klal Yisrael, if they kill me. Mut la'olam, sorry, latad olam, mutav delevdu la'egel, better, see, according to this chazal, he kind of knew what was going to happen. Better that they serve an egel after havi lehu takanta b'tshuva. Maybe they'll be able to do tshuva. That's the Gemara. Ask the Achronim. Ask the Maritz Chayas in the back right here. Why was avodah zara better than shvichas damim? So he was nervous. Oh, they're going to kill him. So what did he do? He did avodah zara. He helped them do avodah zara. And that's what we discussed in last week's Parsha Shir, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to help out Aaron, because Aaron maybe was supposed to lose the Kahuna Gedola after, just like the firstborns lost all of their, you know, ability and job to do the avoda. It was given to the Levium because they didn't take part, but Aaron did take part in a certain extent. And Moshe had a daven for him. So what was Aaron doing here? Asked the Maariv Chayyim, based on our Rambam. Ritzicha is different than Avodah Zarah. Even Avodah Zarah. Even though Avodah Zarah is terrible, obviously. But he quotes this Rambam. Quotes this Rambam, there is nothing that undermines society like this, and there is no way for tshuva, and that is why the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah im yaseh tshuva, shlema, vizdonos nasas lo kishkagos, ve'efshar afilu bizchuyos, aval shvichas damim eina tshuva mo elis. Rak Makabel Osho Haroilo Achi is Dakech Fakhulu. So that's why the uniqueness of Ritzicha in the world of Averos, we have that Rambam, and we have the Maariv Chayyim who relates that Rambam to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Zayin. Okay, so that is the first machlokas in the Gemara. So again, what does Nefashos mean in the Mishnah? So either it means wife of Ganavim or wife of murderers. Next two lines, Omar Chizkiya, Vihu Shenigmar Dinan Lahariga. This is only, when do we say that they're going to be hefker with these women? Only if there was already Gemar Din. Let's say the husbands already had a Gemar Din Lamisa, so now that's when they're mafker the wives. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ava Bishalo Nigmar Din LaHariga. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even without a Gemar Din LaHariga, if they're already on the way, they always have a Gemar Din. Bezit is discussing, so that is enough. There is a machlokas we've shown him here between the Ra'ah and the Ritva. The Ra'ah is one of the Rebbeim of the Ritva. Many assumed, and many still assume, that the Ra'ah is the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. Scholars have come to the Maskana, and that's what the Shach assumed, that's what all the early Achronim assumed. Scholars seem to have come to the Maskana that it was really his brother. If we know for sure. We don't know, it's an anonymous Sefer. So Pinchas HaLevi, the brother of the Ra'ah, based on certain contradictions that there are between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ra'ah elsewhere quoted in Yaradeya issues. But there is a machlokas. Do these two machlokos in the Gemara have anything to do with each other? First we have a machlokas about, is it a wife of a ganav or the wife of a murderer? And then we have, is it only after Gemara Din or even before Gemara Din? The Gemara does not link them. The Gemara does not link them, and the Ritva says that they're not linked. But the Ra'ah, he quotes his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, he says they are linked. If you say it's the wife of a ganav, it's only after Gemara Din. Because just the discussion of Geneva is not going to be strong enough. After Gemar Din, then they're going to be Mafkir. Murderer, even before Gemar Din. They're connected to each other. Says the Ra'ah. Yesha Pirshu. The Rabbi Yochanan v'Chizkiya al-Masnisa namruha. Umiyu Chizkiya savar karav. Demuki basisa barashi deganvi. Ulhachi ba'i nigmar din lahariga. For Rabbi Yochanan savar kalevi. Ulhachi lo ba'ina chi nigmar din lahariga. Just connected to each other. And the Ritva doesn't like it. The Ritva says, no, lo nihira, the imkein, havalon lemeimar, the havi beplukta. The Gemara should have linked them. The Gemara should have linked them, but the Gemara didn't. So, v'yish lefarish l'kuli alma, pligi, everybody is arguing l'kuli alma, meaning they are not linked. You could say, you need Gemara Din even for Ritzicha, and you could say you don't need Gemara Din even for Geneva. Right? That's what each one of them say. Chizkiya says, afilu b'ishtoshot ben danai, mirtasi me'emas malchus ashi nigmar din lahariga. Right, Chizkiya holds that even by a wife of a murderer, they're not going to do anything until he's vaday convicted. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the opposite. Even if you see his nashi ganvi, because the malchus is already discussing, you know, what we're going to do with him, so that is good enough. So it's a machlokas exactly whether these machlokos are linked. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah here as we head towards Kamara Beth Hashem. We finish the second parak. Says the Mishnah, Ir Shekapshuha Karkom, a city that was besieged by a conquering non-Jewish enemy. Ir Shekapshuha Karkom, Kol Koanos Shenimsu Besocha Psulos. All Koanos, all Ashes Kohen that are in the city are Psulos, because we assume that they were Ne'enas by the conquering army. Right? Rashi says, Asuras Lavalayan, De Ashes Kohen Asura Ba'ones. Rashi. The Achronim, and it's even based on the Ritva, say it's not exactly correct to say that it's only about Ashes Kohen, because all women are Psulos Lakohen. Right, let's say you have a single woman. Let's say you have a woman who's married to a Yisrael, but let's say she's going to get divorced, her husband's going to die. We assume they were all Niv'eles L'Pasulah. So it's not Davka. It says Kohen to tell you the Chiddush, says the Ritva, that even if they're married already, they have to get divorced. But even if they're not married, all these women are now Asura to marry a Kohen. Pirsh Kohenos L'Avdavka Elanashi Kohanim B'hu Adin Kulu Nashi D'Alma P'sulos L'Kohuna. Just the Chiddush is even the kahuna aishas koyin because they have to get divorced. So again, we assume these marauders came in and attacked the women. Vim yesh lahen edim, but if there are witnesses that could testify that to her kashrus, afilu eved afilu shivcha, anybody, even somebody who's pasul, because we don't know. We assume that conquering enemies, you know, they do whatever they want with the women. And we have to be machmir for my loss of a yuchzit, for kahuna. But if you have anybody testify to their kashrus, even an eved or a shifcha, that you usually don't trust, don't accept their testimony, hare elu ne'amanim, they are ne'aman in this case. Do you accept psulim also? Or just eved or shifcha? What about a gazlan? What about a ganef? Do you accept all psulim? So the Ritva assumes not. The Ritva says only eved and shifcha, who only are possible because of their status. Dafka eved and shifcha deleka el psul yuchsin le'edas. Of a gazlan, pasul le'edazu. K'shem shepsulim le'edas isha shemes baila shlo etir baila gazlan midirabanan. V'chul. Okay, so that's the who is believed. And then we have the last line of the Mishnah. Ve'ein ne'eman adam al yidei atzmo. A person is not believed about themselves. So Pashas, what does this line mean? The woman. If the woman herself says nothing happened, we wouldn't believe her. Ein adam ne'eman al pi, ein ne'eman adam al yidei atzmo. It sounds, though, the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by the generality of this last line. If we're talking about a woman, just say, the woman, ein isha ne'eman al atzma. Sounds like we're making a generalization here. Ein ne'eman adam al yidei atzmo. Sounds like a yisod gadol. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by that general lashon. Yesh lo tamua, ahadin nakit la bahai lishna de psika de mashma de kol hecha de bino ne nechad umachshir afilu karb apostle afilu achi neman ade atzvo. It sounds like you never believe a person about themselves. Says the Ritva, not only is the language bothersome, but it kind of doesn't fit. Why? Because we know it's not true. Eid echa neman bisurin. A person has always believed about themselves. What's the source of Eid echa neman bisurin? An Isha Nida says to her husband, Tahora ani, Tamei ani, she's Naman, al atzma, right? That's the whole source. What does the Mishnah mean? Ein adam Naman al atzma, right? Al de atzma, which is even the masculine, right? So what is the Mishnah talking about? V'halesa, to kaimala mechala torakula, hecha de recha Naman bisurin. Afilo ba'adin ba'atzmo. The other rabbi, Iker Yafusa, Deidecha Ne'eman Yafina Mi V'Safra Lo La'atzma. Talking about a Nido or a Zavas. What's the Mishnah mean? That a person is not Ne'eman about themselves? So, what is going on here? So, Imkei Lo Sha'ech Haidina Ela B'Shavuya. The Mishnah must only be referring to a case of Shavuya, of a captured woman. In that case, where we're Machmir, to assume something happened. So in that case, they're not going to be believed about themselves. So what is the Mishnah adding by having this more general lashon? It should have just said ein ha'isha ne'menasai de'atzma. So the Pnei Yeshua throws up his hands and says, maybe it's just trying to include the husband. The efshar denokat la b'hai lishna lashmina debala nami enu ne'man ba. It says it in the masculine to say her husband ishto kagufo and baal ke ishto. Maybe that's why he says it in the masculine. Because the yisod is not true in general. It's specifically limited here to this case of shvuya. As we're going to see later on. And maybe that's what he says. But it's a difficult. Adayin sarachi, and he ends off. He's not happy with the answer. He thinks this lashon is misleading. And therefore he's not sure why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put it here. Viter. So the Mishnah says that we have to be nervous that something happened. But for Aminu, I'll ask you a stira. Baleshes Shebalair. Baleshes, another conquering army that came to a city. Bishash Shalom, when they came in peacetime, Chavios Psuchos Asuros, the open wine barrels are usser, because you assume that they were menasech, they used the wine to pour some libations. Stumos Mutaros, but the closed ones, you don't have to be worried that they open them and then they reclose them. You don't have to go so far. But Bishash Milchama, Elevela Mutaros, but if Bishash Milchama, and they're just running through the city, and everything is crazy, so everything's mutter. Even if an open barrel, we don't assume that these soldiers running through have time to do nisuch. They're so busy fighting the war, and therefore it's mutter. So, question: why in our Mishnah do we have to assume aser? Why? Maybe they have no time. The answer is no. Amar Amari live all yesh panai, lenasech ein panai. There's always time for attacking women. There might not be time for nisuch, even though if you think about it, nisuch probably takes shorter. Right, Nisa, just take a little wine and pour it. But what it means is they'll make time. they'll make time to attack women. Right? The Levo Yesh Panay Lanaseh Ein Panay. Answer number one. Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Elazar Mishpeta Chizkia Amar. Another way to understand this discussion. Kan Bekarkam Shalos Amalchus. Kan Bekarkam Shalmalchus Acheres. Is it an army from a different country or this country? If it's from this country, we assume they're not going to attack the women because they want to keep this country, this city, this province loyal to them. They're going to want taxes to be collected, and therefore this is their country. So we can assume, we are allowed to assume that nothing happened. And they're even going to put guards up to make sure nothing happens. What's the case in our Mishnah where we have to assume something happens? That's from a different country running through. And that's why you have to be nervous. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, even that country? One guy, you know, out of all the soldiers, well, you're going to say everyone is a Neman, everyone is a great guy. Everyone has the best intentions for the country in mind. One guy might have run in. So, the case that we're allowed to believe is where they have guards. They put up guards. Not only did they not attack, they put up guards. So maybe some guards fell asleep. What do you mean? They're always focused. Rabbi Levi, kigod, they not only have guards, but they have physical deterrents. Kigod, the Mahadele Lamasa, they put around the city. Shushilta, they put chains, barbed wire fences. The Kalben, dogs, the Gavs, and geese, right? They're loud animals. The Avs, Gavs are like pegs or spikes in the ground. The Avs and geese, right? So they make sure that nobody's getting through. That's why you're allowed to trust that the women are ksherim. Cheros. Am Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Pligi Bar Abiyud Nasi of Rabbanon. A different answer. Chad Amar, Kamakakam Shalos Omalchus, Kamakakam Shalmalchus Acheres, Volokasha Volomidi. One of them says, they gave this distinction, and they didn't even come up to the case. Oh, spikes, geese. The person who gave this answer, one of them, didn't even think that to come up with this. Oh, one guy ran through. Nah, don't worry about it. You don't have to be worried about one guy. The Chad Kashle Kolhani, and one of them was bothered. Umishani gave the answer, going to Mahadile Lamasa, Shushilta Vakalba Vagavza Vavza. Okay, same answer. Machlokas, whether you really have to come up with that Okimta. Amrabi Dibar Avan, Amrabi Yislabar Ashion, Im Yesha Machbua Achas Matzelas Al Kolakonos Kulan. If there's one hiding spot in the city, then you're allowed to assume that the Kohanos were there and they're Ksheros. Remember, the whole thing here is a Chumrah. That we don't know what happened, so we have to assume that the armies attacked. But if there were a place for the women to have hidden, and the attackers wouldn't have found them, then you're allowed to assume that they are ksheros. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, Eina machzekas ela achas mahu. What if there is a hiding place, but it only fits one woman? It only can fit one woman, mahu. Mi amrina, do we say, kol chada v'chada hainuha? Are we allowed to say about each woman, this is the one that was in the hiding place, this is the one that was in the hiding place, therefore kasher all of them? Oh, Dilma, hello, Amrina, no, you don't say that. So now we're getting into fun and basic bittul and suffix issues here. Right, what's the question? The Gemara is asking, are you allowed to look at each one and ask every question separately and each one halachically answer it? Or do you have to take a step back and say, okay, come on, there was only room for one woman. How could you say that all these women are ksheros? You have to look at the whole group. You can't just look at each woman separately. That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Ramban asks, what about the first line? What was the case of Matzelas? What if there was room for half the women in the city? Is there a limit? The Gemara says, if there's room for... what if there's only room for one of them? And the previous case said, if there's room for them, it's kasher. So what was that? Do you say that you need room for all of them? And the Shaila is, well, they didn't taina that. So are we allowed to assume that all of them were in the hiding place? Or maybe the question is, the first line is that, well, half is also good enough. Just one is, you can't say, there's only room for one of them. So that's the Rabban's discussion. He's just not sure what exactly is the Havamina. So he likes to say that maybe the Havamina is that there's only room for half. That was the first line. And you're still able to assume both in that case. Why? Even though not everybody could have been there, maybe he's not sure. He says maybe even if there was room for all of them, it's not so clear that you're allowed to tie in that they were all there, because maybe everybody would have known, everybody would be talking about this hiding place. So that's his issue in the Havamina. What's the halacha between one and all? Right? What is that's the Havamina. But either way, the question that the Gemara asks is, what about if there's only room for one? So the Gemara quotes, Shnei Shvilin. Umay Shno Mijay Shvilin. The Mishnah in Taros that comes up in a number of places in Shas. The case of Shnei Shvilin. Echatame Echatar. There are two paths. One of them you know is Vaday Tame. One of the paths you know, there's a cemetery, there's a mace underneath, and the person who walked down that path for sure became Tame. Echatame Echatar. Vahalach Vachan Mehem. V'asataros. One guy, Reuven, went down one of the paths and then was involved in Taros afterwards. Ubal Chaver, v'halak Masheni v'asataros. And then somebody else went down the other path and was involved in Taros. So the Maisa, you know, one of these sets of Taros is Tame. Tosva says, you're focusing on the Taros, not on the person, because regarding the person, well, they just jump in a mikvah. What does it hurt? And wait 7 days and have the ashes of the Paraduma on you. That's not a problem. But what about the Taros? So, what is the halacha? So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nishal zebifnei atzmo v'zebifnei atzmo taharos, if they each come separately asking, what is my halacha? So you're allowed to be mako. Safek toma b'rushus harabim tahor. Each one asks separately. Shneyem ka'achas, but if they both come ask at the same time, you can't say tahor, because you know one of them is for sure tame. Tomatoes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, benkach v'benkach tame. Rabbi Yossi said, no. In either way, it's tame. Says the Gemara, what's the case of machlokas? If they come together, then even the Tanakhama holds tameh. And if they come one after another, then even Rabbi Yossi would say it's tahar. The shaila is where somebody comes and asks about himself. And then we give them an answer, tahar. And then he says, you know what? My friend went down the other path. What's his halacha? Not that he asks in the same phrase, because then for sure it's the same thing as Basachas. But Tosfos explicates. He says it means you ask about yourself, then you get your answer, and then he asks about his friend. So that's the question. Mar medami leilu b'basachas. One of them compares this. Rabbi Yossi compares this to Basachas, therefore they're both Tamei. Omar medami leilu, meaning you have to take back the original Psak. Omar medami leilu b'zachazet. And the Rabbanan say, no, you can compare this to one after another. So says the Gemara, Hachanami, here too. Our question is, there's only room for one? Hachanami, kibun desharu luhu lakulu. Since Lamaisa, we are interested in allowing all of these women, ksheros, kibas achas tami. Isn't this like basachas? Machogas Rashi Tosfos, Rashi says, and we hold like Rabbi Yossi. So we're machmir. Tosfos says, even if we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara doesn't say it's only kashan Rabbi Yossi. Forget Rabbi Yossi. This Akashi, even on the Rabbanon, because it's like a Bas Achas. It's like where they're all coming together, because the issue is we're figuring out the status of all the women in the city. So the answer is, should be Tamei. So the Gemara answers, not so fast. Tachi Ashta. Hasam, over there by Shnei Shvilin, Vada Ikatuma. Over there there's Vada, one of them's Tamei. So you have to be Matame both. Hachami Yemrad Itmi. Here, maybe none of the women are Tameos. Maybe none of the women are nivalas. The whole thing is a chshash. The whole thing is a chumrah. So therefore, we are allowed, possibly, the Gemara does not answer the question, we're allowed possibly to assume that any one of them was in this hiding spot. Okay, we don't have time to go into it now, but remember, we discussed this in the past, a long time ago, the Rishonim, Machlokas Rishonim, quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredei Asim in Kuftes, which discusses, what about Bittel? Bittel, what a case of Bittel. I have one Shreif hamburger that got mixed up in 1,000 hamburgers. And now it's Bittel. So, therefore what? Therefore it's Bittel, fine. But what does that say? Machlokas Rishonim. Are all the hamburgers allowed to be eaten? Is one person allowed to eat all of the hamburgers? Can one person eat all the hamburgers at once? The Bas Achas? What exactly does Bittel do? Does Bittel allow us to say, Isser Napach Leheter, and therefore you're allowed to eat everything? Or, it allows you to eat everything, but not the same person, because then you know for sure this person ate Sadei Treif. Or, not the same person at the same time. Again, Machlokas, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rosh, all the Rishonim get in on the act. Look at the Beis Yosef in Yoredeia, beginning of Simen Kuftes, discusses this. Again, similar, not exactly the same, but a similar discussion in terms of how much can we be Mako against reality, meaning does halachic reality change how we view certain cases. Weiter. By obviously Shei Shvilin can be a whole shiur, a couple of shiurim, but we'll continue. By Ravashi, Amra lo nechbesi v'lo nitbesi. What if she says, rabbis, great rabbis, I was not in the hiding spot, but nothing happened to me. So mahu mi amrinon mali l'shaker? Do we say, well, she has a mali l'shaker? She has a migu. She has a reason to be believed, because she could have just said, I was in the hiding spot. Instead, she said she wasn't, but nothing happened. Odil malo amrinon, or do we not say that? Says the Gemara, Umaishna me'ahu maisa. Well, why is this case then different than the following story? Diahu gavra to ogar lechamer lechavre. A person rented out a donkey to his friend. Amrele, lo tezel ba'urcha denar pakod. Don't go on the road next to the river pakod. Dika maya, it's always water there, and my animals just doesn't do well there. Zil ba'urcha denar shteleka maya, go on this other area, this other road, that there's no water there. Va'azal iu ba'urcha denar pakod. Umischamra. And what did the guy do? He took him on the road that he wasn't supposed to take him, and the animal died. The donkey died. Also, the Kabi de Ravas, they come in front of Rava. And Rava says, well, is this what occurred? Amrle, and the guy answers, yes, in. Ba'urcha d'Narpakod Azli. I did go on the Narpakod road. Umi olo havimaya, but there was no water there. So this guy could have denied the whole thing. There was no Edim. He could have said, no Edim that saw him there. So Amar Rava, mali l'shaker. So Rava says, hey, he should be believed. Iboy amrle ba'urcha d'Narsha Azli. He could have just said he went on the other road. But he admitted, so that's, he should be believed. The Amri Le Abaya, and Abaya argued with Rabbi, says, no, Mali L'Shakir, B'Bakam Edim Lo Amrinon. There are Edim against his Migu here. What's the Edim? That there's always water in Danarsh. So the Ritva says it's not 100%, but it's enough to be considered a Migu B'Bakam Edim. So Abaya, the Machlokas, Abaya and Rava. So isn't that the same Machlokas in our case? Right, whether this woman who says, I was not in the hiding spot, but nothing happened. So Gemara says again, no, our case could be better. Hachi hashta. Hasam vada ika edim dika maya. There's always water. Hacha vada yitmi. Chshashu. Vakam chshashu amrinon. Remember, here, we don't know anything took place. So our case could always be more likula. Period. But we said, even though we have to be worried that something occurred, if there's an attacking army, but anybody, even an Eved or a Shivcha, can be Ne'eman. Says the Gemara, what about her own Shivcha? Could her own Shivcha say nothing happened? But that's a problem from a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah tells us, in the context of Get Yashan, what's a Get Yashan, an old Get? Somebody writes a Get to their wife, and then is misyachid with her. So that shouldn't be done, without getting into the details of Beisham and Beis Hillel there. So, lo tisyachid imo, ela alpi edim, vafilu alpi eved, alpi shivcha. But, if they're misyachid with another individual there, that could say nothing happened, and can make sure nothing happens, then there's no problem. Right? We were nervous that after a get, that they're gonna be happy again, and there's gonna be a child born, and people are gonna have be motzi laz on the child. So, problems with that. But, who can testify? Even an Eved or a Shivcha. Chutz mi Shivchasa. Bebnei Shaliba Gas mi Shivchasa. The woman won't hold anything back from being, meaning she would be with her husband, even if her own Shivcha's there. Because she's not Bosh in front of her Shivcha. So, ask the Gemara. Arg Mishnah is Mashba that even her own Shivcha would be believed to testify that nothing happened to her in the city. Mashaykit here. The Shivcha, she would do anything she wants in front of her Shivcha, and that's why her Shivcha is not believed. Answers the Gemara, three answers. Amar Rav Papi, number one, Bishvuya Hikilu. Really, she's not believed. The Mishnah Gittin is the Iker, but our Gemara, the whole thing is a Chumra. So we're Meiko by Shvuya, number one. Number two, Rav Papa Amar, Ha Bishivcha Dida, Ha Bishivcha Didei. Depends about her Shivcha or his Shivcha. You're right, her Shivcha is not believed. The Shivcha in our Mishnah is about his Shivcha. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? V'shivcha didah lo mehemna. Hers wouldn't be believed. Haktani eda demen al atzmo. The Mishnah just says a person can't be believed about themselves. Hashivcha didah mehemna. But her own shivcha is not, that's not excluded from our Mishnah. Answer, shivcha sanami ka atzma dami. Her shivcha is like her. Her shivcha is included in that statement of the Mishnah. But his shivcha is not, right? We don't say his shivcha is like him. Answer number two. Answer number three, Rav Ashi Amar, haba ha b'shivcha didah. No, it's both about her shivcha, but, says the Gemara, b'shivcha michsa chazi v'shaska. The derech of a shivcha is to see things and remain quiet. And therefore, look at each context. Hasa, dishtikasa, matirasa. Over there, her just standing there and saying I was there is going to be good enough to allow them to be together, and it won't be a get yashan. So lo mehemna, we're not going to be believed because all she has to do is to say I was there. So we're going to think she might lie about that. Hacha d'shtikasa osarta. But over here, what's this woman going to have? This shivcha going to have to do? She's going to have to come forward and say I was there and nothing happened? To be a shakranit? So, Mehemna, we don't assume that she's going to go that far. To positively lie. Not just say I was there, but positively lie. We don't think she's going to go that far. The Gemara says, Hashanami asu mashakra. Why not? The Gemara says, Tarti lo avda. She's not going to do double. She's not going to say, I was there, and then I saw this that didn't happen. Where else do you see such a thing? Kiha, and well, this will finish. Kiha de Mari bar Isak, like Mari bar Isak, ba'armi lachana bar Isak, asalai acha mi bechoza. Their long lost brother came from Bechoza. Please give me a portion. You know, dad just died. You know, I want a portion of the Yerusha. Mari says, I have no idea who you are. I never saw you before in my life. So they brought in front of Rav Chisda. Right, he's said properly to you, because sometimes it could be you don't recognize him. Diksiv, as we know, the brothers didn't recognize Yosef. When Yosef was 17 years old, he didn't have a beard yet. So they didn't recognize him. So you see that it could be that one brother wouldn't recognize another brother. So he turns to this man and says, you know, bring Adam that you're his brother, and then we'll give you a portion. Isli Sadi, I have Adim, Umistafinu Mineta Gavra Lamahu. But they're scared of Mari. Mari is a big guy. Big strong guy. They're intimidated by him. Omarle. So he turns to Rav Chisda turns to Rav Mari and says, Omarle Diday, Zilai Sinu At Lava Chuchu. Okay, you go find those witnesses that he wanted to bring and have them testify for you. Dilava Chua, that he's not your brother. Amar Lei, Dina Hachi, excuse me, Rabbi Chisda. Is this the din? Amos Vechavel of Araya. What do I have to bring Araya for? He's the one that's trying to be Motzi Mamun from me. So Amar Lei, he says, tough. Danina Lachol Kulu Almi Chavrach. Look, you're an intimidating person. You and all your friends are so intimidating that people are scared to testify against. This is what I do. Hashtanami Asu Mishakri, says the Gemara, but what do you mean? So maybe they're going to be so intimidated they're going to testify falsely on his behalf. Answer, Tartilo Avdi. Nope. They're not going to go that far. People might not come because they're intimidated, but they're not going to come and testify falsely because that is something too far to say. Gilyoni Ashas here, Yosef Engel has a suffix. What if the person in the case is not an Ish Elaim, but he has relatives who are Ish Alamim? Does Bezin also have the flexibility in that case? My father is going to beat you up, right? So do we say that? Or do we say that we won't go that far? Okay, we'll see. We'll stop here by Lema Ketanoi. We'll finish this up by the Shem tomorrow as we get into the last daf here in the second parak. And on the horizon is Eilon Aris. Eilon Aris is on the horizon. Okay, we'll stop here.